You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? It is Monday. Yes, but there's always a silver lining to these dark clouds, isn't there? Tomorrow's a day off. It's a four-day week. Anyway, welcome to today, Monday, the 27th of November. And this is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. And I'm going to be with you from now, or we're going to be with you from now, until 10 o'clock this morning. Hopefully keeping you jolly and ready for a new week. Let's take a look, shall we? And start off as we do. Somebody's got a birthday today, the 27th of November. There might be a little bit of a clue in the name. Okay, it's 1701 when this person was born. Anders Celsius. Yes, there you go. He was a Swedish astronomer who founded the Uppsala Astronomical Observatory, and that was in 1741. And in 1742, he proposed the Celsius temperature scale, which takes his name. I bet Mr. Fahrenheit wasn't too happy. Good morning, world. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. Five, four, three, two, one, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Where do we go? Nobody knows. I've gotta say I'm on my way down. God give me style and give me grace. God put a smile upon my face. Say I wasted all your time, honey, honey. Where do I go to fall from grace? God put a smile upon your face, yeah. Give you a star and give you grace and put a smile upon you.
There we go. Yes, God put a smile on your face from Coldplay, written by all members of the band, and that was for their second studio album, which was called A Rush of Blood to the Head, released in 2002. Single came out on the 1st of July 2003, and it was the fourth and final single from the album. Regional singles, they were released for Canada, Europe and Australia, and an enhanced version for Taiwan. Promo singles also released for the United Kingdom and United States, and since only promo copies were released, the single itself reached only 100 in the UK singles chart. Yet for me, it's one of their staples. Coldplay bringing us in this morning on The Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, exactly 8.5 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Close enough to be.
There we go. Nice one from Linda Clifford. I just wanna wanna. tell you what, that's brought us to 13 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And we're going to do our shower song in a moment. It is a Monday. What do we do on a Monday? We play great music going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Checking in with Ingrid, of course, see how she's doing. I believe she should be back here in Panama now, back out there in El Valle, but we'll soon find out. And also we'll be chatting with Yasmin, see if we've got any people born on this day in the world of music. And of course, in around about 16 minutes time, we'll take a look at some of the international news headlines, local news headlines at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. What I can tell you was the Supreme Court, they went into session again yesterday, right through till 2 o'clock this morning. And they're going to reconvene at 10 o'clock. So we're all sort of waiting on me with bated breath. Anyway, let's get you in the shower. And let's get you off to where it is you're going on this Monday morning. Perhaps a couple of you have taken the day off because tomorrow's a holiday, which means you're probably not listening anyway. In the shower this morning, it is Monday, but we like Saturday, don't we? Well, we know what their favourite day of the week is, don't we? East 57th Street. And that was also featuring on there, Donna. Oh, time to get you out of the shower on your way to wherever you're going. Donna Allen featuring on there, and it was just simply called Saturday. We're 19 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Looking at birthdays, we've got another one here that Neil has sent in. Cornelius Vanderbilt II was born on this day in 1843. An American socialite, heir, businessman, and a member of the prominent United States Vanderbilt family. He was the favourite grandson of Cornelius Vanderbilt, who left him $5 million. Might not sound much, but this was 1843. And the eldest son of William Henry Vanderbilt, who left him close to $70 million, and that was even greater. Gosh, that was getting on for about billions, wasn't it? In his turn, he succeeded them as head of the New York Central and related railroad lines. That was in 1885. So here, yeah, another person of note born on this day. A little bit of Thin Lizzy. Wild One.
Wild One, won't you please come home? You've been away too long, will ya? We need you home, we need you near. Come back, Wild One, will ya?
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Telemetry and Roll to Me. 26 after 7 o'clock, and here's one, an old one, fairly old one anyway. Yes, we're here.
You can't come in.
Why? Here's the specials for you. You're wondering now. And there we go. Yes, the Specials, they were sort of, an English two-tone and ska revival band, really. Formed back in 1977 in Coventry in England. And they sort of were on and off, you know. Yes, years active. 1977 to 1981. And then 1982 to 84. Then 1993, just on its own. Then 1996 to 2001, 2008, until present. It's spending their money too quickly, that's why. Anyway, You're Wondering Now, that's what it was called, came from the Specials.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Es una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500.000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023BritishBallTickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@BritishBallPanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well. Absolutely. And I was speaking to one of the organisers who was here with us last week, Donna, yesterday. There are still a few tickets left, so don't hang around. Get in there. And by the way, the quickest way to do that, just go to tickets@BritishBallPanama.com. tickets@BritishBallPanama.com, and they'll get you sorted out. It's going to be a fun night. Oh, can't wait. We like fun, you know.
Oh. tonight I'm going nowhere. All the lights are changing green to red. Turning over TV stations, situations running through my head. Looking back through time, you know it's clear that I've been blind, I've been a fool. To open up my heart to all that jealousy, that bitterness, that ridicule. And if you want it, come and get it. Crying out loud, the love that I was giving you was never in doubt. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and fail in that. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and fail in that. Babylon, Babylon. Saturday some of those bad mistakes I've made. Well, if you want it, come and get it. Crying out loud, the love that I was giving you was never in doubt. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and fail. Go ahead.
Yes, and that is David Gray and Babylon. And that was, well, David Gray, for a start, he's from a place called Sale in Cheshire in the United Kingdom. The song was originally released in July of 1999. It was the second single from his fourth album, which was called White Ladder. It was re-released as the album's fourth single. That was on the 19th of June of 2000. And Babylon peaked at number 5 on the UK singles chart in June of 2000 and received a platinum certification from the British Phonographic Industry. Right, let me say good morning. Somebody I was chatting with over the weekend, David, he said to me, he says, I like your music, but you don't seem to play any sort of like metal or hard rock or anything like that. No, because this is a peaceful program. That's not really quite true, but I do prefer listening to songs like, Careless Whisper.
I feel
you go, you see? Careless Whisper, nice and relaxing music. When I was rummaging through the music yesterday looking for stuff, what shall I play? And I came across that one. It took me a bit by surprise. By State of Mind, and it's the heavy version of Careless Whisper. I wonder what my George Michael would say about that. I do quite like it, actually. I got another one of those, which I'll play probably on Wednesday, which is quite good as well. Right time on The Breakfast Show. We're making our way to 7 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Local news coming up for you at 8 o'clock this morning, and again at 9. Now, let me see. Oh, yes, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's do a jingle. Why not?
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Jerry D.
Dummy all, easy money. Mr. Billy Joel on this morning's breakfast show. Quick good morning. So good morning to Rosita. Dropped us a lovely little note this morning. Thank you very much for that. You're best in the West here. So big thanks, Rosita. Also to Mary Lou. She's with us this morning. No doubt lavishing in her retirement. I mean, if you are there lavishing, you know, and you've got to get up, you've got to get up, you've got to get up in the morning.
Come on, come on. It's time to get up. Sleeping Beauty, wake up! You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up this morning.
Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up this morning.
Lazy heads off those pillows.
Monday's so good. Tuesday's so cruel. One day you're so happy now. The next day you're in tears. So you take it where you find it. Or leave it like it is. That's the way it's always been. That's the way you love it. Wednesday's all right, but Thursday's all wrong. One day you're all with the baby, the next day it's all gone. So you take it where you find it, or you can leave it like it is. That's the way it's always been. That's the way love is. Friday you beg her, Saturday she'll please. One day she says she loves you, the next day she might leave. So you take it where you find it, or you can leave it like it is. That's the way it's always been. That's the way love is. It seems so fair sometimes. That's the way love is. It makes you wanna cry. That's the way love is. I know you don't know what I'm talking about, baby.
There we go, yes, Mr. Bobby Bland. And that's the way love is.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Por tu seguridad y la de todos, espera el tren detrás de la línea amarilla y sitúate a lo largo del andén o plataforma de espera. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low cost and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
the coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Cause we play
this.
Go, I do like that. That's The Weeknd, In Your Eyes, and there is absolutely no mistaking who was accompanying them on that, is it? No, Kenny G there on the sax. Right, time on The Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, it's 20 minutes right now after the hour of 8 o'clock. Wonder where Ingrid is. She's back.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? I'm back in Panama. Oh, yay. I am. I arrived, what was that, Friday night, about 7, 8 o'clock. Went home, changed my clothes, got in my car, and driving straight to El Valle. figuring that if I drive at night, I'm less likely to be stopped with some of those protests in the street, and I was correct. The only trouble I had was getting on the Martin Torrijos Parkway, so I went around and finally got on another way, and I wanted to take the Centenario because the Bridges of America, that road, man, there's been too much stuff going on there besides construction. And I've been home. Huh. The dog is good, Chelsea's good, the cook is good, the kitty cats, well, Clarence is better, I can't believe it, he's doing better. I was surprised to find him doing as well as he's doing. He's not out of the woods, but he's doing better. So is my mother, speaking of people doing better. It was interesting to have Thanksgiving with the family. I haven't been with my family, all of us together in a long time, especially for a holiday. So you know how edgy that can be sometimes, but it was actually very nice. So we had a nice little Thanksgiving dinner. And then yesterday, some folks here, we got together, we were supposed to have sandwiches, but it turned out to be another Thanksgiving dinner with turkey and dressing and Welsh rarebit and, oh my goodness, all kinds of good stuff. It was absolutely phenomenal. I was so impressed. Such a delicious, delicious meal. So I've been blessed now. I've eaten so much, I have to go for my exercise because I'm just bloating up like a stuffed old turkey. Yep, that's what I've been, old turkey. Well, this is the last week of November. Goodness sakes, it's going by, and a lot's been happening. So we have to keep on our toes, guys. Be careful. I think the cook's going to head into Coronado today. I may join her. Got lots of work to do around the house and lots of work to catch up on. So everything is good here. Thank you all for your warm thoughts and things. I appreciate your prayers. And until next time, back to you in the studio.
What's up?
There you go. A great track from the Dramatics there. And what you see is what you get. Or in the case of this program, what you hear is what you get. We hope you enjoy it as well. Right, we're going to do a couple in a row. We're going to start off with Minnie Vanilli and Don't Blame It on the Rain. Or Do Blame It on the Rain. Time on the Breakfast Show, 26 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock.
You sacrificed the good love.
That was always a good one at the disco, that one. Oh, remember it well. Donna Summer there, and Love to Love You Baby. And it was from her second studio album called Love to Love You Baby in 1975. It was produced by Pete Balotte and written by Italian musician Giorgio Moroder. He did quite a bit of work with Donna Summer, and also written by her with Balotte. The song was first released as a single. It was in the Netherlands, in actual fact, in June of 1975 as Love to Love You, and then released worldwide in November of 75 as Love to Love You Baby. It became one of the first disco hits to be released in an extended form. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame named it one of the 500 songs that shaped rock and roll, and it was Summer's only selection on his list. Well, that's not too bad, is it? Have one of the best 500. Here is a long, cool woman in a black dress. There'll be plenty of those at the British Ball on next Saturday. Gosh, so soon. It's the Hollies. There we go, yes, I love that one. Long, cool woman in a black dress, and that's by the Hollies. And by the way, if you fancy dressing up in a black dress next Saturday, there are some tickets available. I was talking with Donna yesterday, and all you got to do is go to, write a note to tickets at BritishBallPanama.com, and they'll tell you how you can get your tickets. It's really quite easy, and boy, are we going to have fun. Oh, plenty of big prizes being given away as well. And champagne reception. Free booze all night. I wish my mother was still with us. We'd make a big profit. God bless her soul. Anyway, by the way, we got a little sort of treat for you coming up here on Cool FM. Starting today, we're going to come out with a giveaway. It's called The Hidden Phrase. And to give away tickets to the Carlos Vives concert that's going to be held at Plaza Figali on the 7th of December. Now, each one of the programs, okay, will have a phrase in their program. And the idea is that the mention is organic. In other words, it's good for you. That is, that they are said with the mischief that characterizes each one. Yeah, right, gracias. The mentions will be shared by the advertising department. The dynamic for the delivery of tickets consists of whoever says the complete phrase first in the Café Con El Mundo program on December the 6th. They will win those tickets. Tickets to that great concert, Carlos Vives. Oh, there we go. That'll be good fun, won't it? Right, Tears for Fears. Mad World.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out faces. Cracks and dirt on their daily races, going nowhere. Their tears are filling up their glasses, no expression.
Tears for Fears and Mad World. What brought that to my attention the other day? It was played in the background. I'm watching a series on Netflix at the moment called Criminal Code, which I'm really quite enjoying. And that was sort of, you know what it's like sometimes? They play these tracks in the background, the soundtrack, and think, oh, yeah, I want to play that one. And that's what happened. I always have my Shazam close at hand. Even when I'm in the shops, they'll be playing something over the speaker system, and I think, ooh, I like that. Who's that by? And that's what happened with this one. comes from Alan Walker.
Another day of progress awaits. Thanks to your dedication and hard work. Unity in Nexus. Strength in order. Have a productive day.
There we go. It's called Heart Over Mind. It says Alan Walker there, together with Daya, but I guess it's just mainly her, isn't it? Because I couldn't find him on there, but he's supposed to be there. Right, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're almost exactly 13 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Mr. News at 8, we've got it again for you at 9. Got another birthday for you for the 27th of November. Konosuke Matsushita was born on this day in 1894. Japanese industrialist, the founder of Panasonic, a company based in a suburb of Osaka in Japan. And for many Japanese, Konosuke Matsushita is known as the God of Management. You live and learn, don't you?
Child. Held in love.
Thomas Dolby, and She Blinded Me with Science. And that one there, you can hear saying She Blinded Me with Science, that was Dr. or Professor, I think it was, Magnus Pike, who was a rather, how do you put it, over-jubilant professor. He used to do a bit on the TV, I think it was BBC, Magnus Pike. Really quite a character. Very eccentric, that's the word I was looking for, eccentric. Now, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're making our way, we're 20 seconds away from 8 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Delphonics, they're next on my list this morning. Sit back, relax, take a deep breath. Ah, there we go. La La means I love you. That's the name of my parrot, isn't it? La La. Of course we love you.
Many guys have come to you with a line that wasn't true, and you passed them by.
Passed them by.
Though you're in the searing, and their lines don't mean a thing, why don't you let me try.
Let me try.
Now I don't wear a diamond ring. I don't even know if I'm insane. All I know is la 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 la. I love you. Oh, baby, please now.
La 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 la.
I need it in this world. You are the one for me.
One for me.
Let me hold you in my arms, girl, and fill you with my charms. I'm sure you will see.
You will see.
The things I am saying are true.
Go Delphonics and La La means I love you. And if you like that kind of music, well, I tell you what,
I know you're gonna dig this.
It's not the way.
What a lovely song. Vanessa Williams and Save the Best for Last. Well, we are doing that in a way, aren't we? Because in the last hour of this morning's program, we're going to check in with Yasmin and see how her weekend went. And also whether or not we have a couple of people born on this day in the world of music. And if we have, well, we'll have a couple played for you. Right, apart from that, if you are keeping on the time, we're just into the last minute of the 8 o'clock hour, making our way up to 9 o'clock. So if you missed the news at 8, by the way, you got it in just about 30 seconds' time.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we have something special down here at Birdland this evening. A recording for Blue Note Records.
Funky, funky.
let me linger in heaven like this. Love is often over too fast. Make it last. Make it last. Let me stay.
Started off those two with Cantaloupe by US3. Followed on there, that is Catherine Russell. And, of course, her father was Luis Russell, a Panamanian-born pianist and leader of one of the most impressive big bands on the early New York jazz scene after leading a group in New Orleans and moving to Chicago, where he worked with King Oliver, who gave Louis Armstrong his first break. And he later became Louis Armstrong's longtime musical director. Her mother, Catherine Ray, held degrees from both the Juilliard and the Manhattan School of Music and performed with the International Sweethearts of Rhythm following World War II. And she later performed with Doc Cheatham and Winter Morales, among others. So there we go. Catherine Russell, she was here for the Jazz Festival last year, and what an absolutely brilliant lady. What a brilliant voice as well. Absolutely fantastic. Of course, she never forgets her Panamanian roots. Neither did her father. Right, 21 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock on 89.3 Cool FM. We're going to take one more piece of music. Then we'll check in with Yasmin, shall we?
Hometown hero at the bar, burned out highline superstar, you know. Kept the buzz to fill the hole, loved the lights, stole the show. Someone I used to know would stay another round. Someone I used to know ran himself in the ground. It's been a long time coming, couldn't keep on running, had to hit rock bottom to know. When you keep on losing with the path you're choosing, and it's time to let go. Someone that I used to know. Someone that I used to know. Rides high and tears him down, hates himself and loves to cry. Heavy crown, didn't know we almost drowned. Someone I used to know would stay another round. Someone I used to know ran himself in the ground. It's been a
Zach Brown Band and someone I used to know. Which reminds me, good morning, yes?
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Hey, how was your weekend? I know you had a good time because I saw your Instagram.
Oh, yes. I was on Saturday. That was just Saturday night. I went to a birthday party.
Oh, okay. Whose birthday?
I don't know. They just invited me. And the reason I went is because it was at the restaurant of our friend Ricardo Chen.
Okay, okay.
Which name is Ostinato Pop.
Who?
Ostinato Pop.
Ostinato Pop. It's in Japanese, eh?
No.
Oh.
And it was fun.
It's a strange name. What's it mean?
Yeah, it has a meaning. He told me, but I forgot, of course.
Well, of course.
It's something about music.
Okay, yeah, well, no, I mean, I asked you a question earlier on about the program.
Let me tell you, Ostinato meaning, it's about when you repeat a music composition.
Right.
When you repeat it and repeat it and repeat it, that's ostinato.
Okay. So it's a little bit like ostentatious.
I don't know.
I know what you like. I mean, I asked you a question to anyone, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
And I just said it. It was about the competition they're doing at Cool FM.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, oh, I got it in. And he said, what?
Ah, because I wasn't paying attention.
Exactly. And then, just now, after the news, Jasmine says, I don't believe it's 9 o'clock already. I mean, are we surprised? I love it. What would we do without you?
Yeah.
So, anyway, you had a good time.
Oh, yes, and you know, the good thing about that restaurant is that they have a lot of music instruments.
Okay.
And you can just go there and play them.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they have a saxophone?
No. They have a guitar, a bass, a battery, and a lot of microphones. So they do karaoke too.
Right, okay, so I probably won't be going there.
You can play the music and sing.
Okay.
It's awesome. We love it.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's a fairly new restaurant, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, good. That sounds fun. And it's on what, Via Porras?
Yes, in Via Porras. Mm-hmm. Before Tambal restaurant.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, next to another restaurant. Okay.
No, it's not next.
It's very close to.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the next square.
Did you do karaoke?
No.
So you didn't have enough to drink?
Not much. You're right.
even when I'm drunk, I know how to run away from karaoke.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I've never done karaoke in my life, and I never intend to. If I want to embarrass myself, I do it on the radio in front of thousands of people. But karaoke is never been on my list. You know, it's funny, because when I was a little boy, and I used to love doing music when I was at school, this was at a boarding school, we always used to have a yearly show. All the parents used to come. I remember it was at Hornsey Town Hall, they used to do this. And I sung a solo of part of Faust.
Wow.
Yes.
How you did it?
Very well at the time, because my voice hadn't broken. You see,
okay.
I was thinking the other day about, you know, for women, because women, their voice doesn't break, does it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's still the same squeaky thing it was when they were a kid.
Mm, okay.
So, you know, but men's voices break for some strange reason.
Yes, yes.
When we get into the into our sort of teens.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, well, I was screwed. I didn't get the same kind of voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I haven't been able to do anything with it other than talk. I do a lot of that. You know, I'm good at talking.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Some people might disagree. So I won't give you our WhatsApp number. Anyway, you had a good weekend. Anything? Did you do anything else?
No, just that.
Did you take Ian with you, by the way, to this birthday party?
No, because he was in a real birthday party. I mean,
oh my God,
he was in a birthday party of a friend.
Hang on. Listen. So what kind of birthday party did you go to? Pretend?
No, I mean, he knew who was the
birthday
person.
Oh, so you were invited to a birthday party by somebody you didn't know.
Exactly.
Oh, well, that's what happens with fame, you see.
And that's why I needed to go somewhere else, because how I'm going to keep awake to pick up him at the end of his party.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go somewhere else.
Right.
To keep me awake.
The only problem, of course, with that, I suppose, you didn't know who to give the present to, did you? Excuse me. I got a present, and you say there were two birthdays. That's complicated.
No, it was funny, because when I arrived there, Ricardo was there, the owner of the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, hello, nice to see me. And he was introducing me to some people, and I was like, oh, are you the birthday person? And they were like, no. Okay, and then they introduced me to the other one. I was like, are you the birthday person? I was asking everybody.
Well, you know, if you didn't find them, they're probably in the toilet at the time, you know. Oh, is it your birthday? No, I thought it was yours.
Yeah, it was funny.
Oh, well, you had a good time. And I bet Ian's birthday party was fun. Where was that?
That was in Costa del Este.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Far enough away from Mum. Okay. And you had to go and pick him up after?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, we had to walk home.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mind you, in those days, it was fairly safe to walk home.
Uh-huh.
But,
And it wasn't that far.
Yeah.
From home. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, good. So you all had a good weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ask me about mine.
What did you do?
Moving things around the house.
Oh, that's fun too.
No, put my, well, my shoulder's been playing me up.
Oh.
And my back.
Oh.
And it's pathetic, really. It's old age thing. It's not for weak people, you know.
But did you finish?
Sort of.
Oh, okay.
Sort of. That was a physical wreck by the end of the
day.
So
tomorrow you will continue?
Today.
Oh, today, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll keep trying to do a bit today as well.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, because tomorrow we have a day off.
Mm-hmm.
Yippee!
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So won't be with you tomorrow. Make a note of that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't cry. Seriously, don't. Stop it. Stop crying. We'll be back on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, do we have... I know the answer. Mm-hmm. But do we have people born on this day in the world of music?
Of course.
All right.
The first one is Eddie Rabbit.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. He was born in 1941. Singer, songwriter, who had the 1981 U.S. number one hit, I Love a Rainy Night.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis Presley, Dr. Hook, and Tom Jones all recorded his songs.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, Eddie Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wonder if he's bald.
When?
No, Rabbit, I wonder if he's bald. He may not have any hair. Rabbit, hair. Never mind. I give up. Time to go back to bed.
Well, I love a rainy night, I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadows, showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, it's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadows, put the song in this heart of mine, put a smile on my face every time, 'cause I love a rainy. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night.
Ooh, ooh. He's gone.
What happened?
I think I pushed the wrong button. Oh, that's starting again now. I was doing something else, and I brought my hand back and I touched the console. Anyway, that was Bunny Rabbit.
Oh, that's a nice song.
Eddie Rabbit, and you've heard that one before.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah. You didn't get my hair joke, did you?
No.
No, it wasn't Bunny. But you know what a hare is?
Yes.
A big rabbit with big ears.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we have a rabbit and we have a hare.
No, I didn't know that.
H-A-R-E.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind.
Okay.
I think I'll go home now. I don't know. Turn the music off. Screw everything up. Mumbling away to myself here. Who else have we got born on this day in music that I can turn off?
No. The next one is Jimi Hendrix.
Okay.
He was born in 1942.
Mm-hmm.
Guitarist, singer, songwriter, who had the 1967 UK number 6 single, Hey Joe. The 1970 UK number one single, Voodoo Chile, and the 1968 US number 1 and UK number 6 album Electric Ladyland, Hendrick is widely considered to be the greatest guitarist in musical history.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. He was good because he died young, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
What a shame. Here he is. Hey, Joe. We managed to listen to all of that.
Oh, yes.
I didn't turn it off.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Joe from Jimi Hendrix. What a classic.
Mm-hmm.
What a classic. So, anyway, what are you doing today?
Today, just work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what are you doing tomorrow? Because tomorrow's a holiday. Not working tomorrow.
Yeah, I have to work.
Why?
Because I have a lot of things to do.
Like what? Exactly.
Yeah, I have to prepare all the arts for December.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, December. Christmas, mm-hmm. That won't be far away. 27th.
Exactly.
It's been less than a month, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's scary. I hadn't thought about that.
Exactly.
Not to worry. It'll soon be January and we'll start all over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny. I've always enjoyed sort of Christmas, but I never used to like New Year. Because, you know, especially when I was sort of broking and trading, you sort of work all year,
uh-huh.
And then it sort of culminates, doesn't it, in sort of December, and that's when you used to get sort of things like bonuses.
Uh-huh.
And then next thing is it's Monday, and all that's wiped out, and you've got to start all over again. No. So, I'll be just carrying on, I guess, pottering here at home. I've got a meeting to go to tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, tomorrow just sort of carry on, get you ready for Christmas. Have you got your Christmas decorations up yet?
Not yet.
Oh, no, me neither. So I've got to work on that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, because not long, a month.
Yeah.
Good grief. Our friend Dinah's back, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she got back yesterday, which is nice.
Oh, so, that's good. Yeah. Good parties there.
Yes, yes, she's a very party person. So hopefully we'll be doing New Year with Dinah.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be nice.
Oh, that's good.
So, it's lovely to have her back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it then.
Yes.
We better go off and enjoy ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Well, have a great day tomorrow. Mm-hmm. All right. What's Ian got planned for tomorrow, by the way?
He's going to be playing.
Volleyball?
No, saxophone.
Oh,
on a parade, yeah.
Oh, is he? Oh, brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yes. Well, look after yourself.
Yes.
And have a good day tomorrow. And we'll be back together on Wednesday.
Yes,
exactly. Halfway through the week.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. All right, yes. Have a great time.
Bye.
Take care, love. Bye. And good morning to Cedric. Cedric just dropped us a quick line. Morning. It's very short and sweet, this. Morning, Jerry. Got Can't Help Falling in Love. I think it's Elvis Presley. Yes, I've got it. Didn't ask me to play. Good morning, Cedric. Anyway, that's Jim Hendricks. Don't want to listen to him. You want to listen to this one from Elvis Presley.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be to be
There we go. Celine Dion and Refuse to Dance. Following on, as I said, from Elvis Presley there, and Falling in Love, a request from, that was of course from Cedric this morning. This is a private dancer. Tina Turner. Not like Celine Dion, she's not refusing to dance. Time on the break for show, 11 before the hour of 10 o'clock.
Well, the men come in these places, and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their names. You don't think of them as human. You don't think of them at all. You keep your mind on the money, keeping your eyes on the wall. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. Do what you want me to do. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. And any old music will do. I wanna make $1 million. See, have a husband and some children. Yeah, I guess I want a family. All the men come in these places, and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their name. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. Do what you want me to do. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money, and any old music will do.
She goes, yes, a private dancer, and that is, as I mentioned, Tina Turner. Now, taking us out, we've just got a couple of minutes to go, so I think it's going to be a little bit of hit and miss. Oh, there we go. How about that? Just about right, really. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show this morning here on 89.3. Cool FM. It's been great to be with you. And don't forget, we do have a day off tomorrow, so we won't be with you tomorrow, but we will all be returning on Wednesday. Right, let's say our thank yous for this morning. A big thank you, of course, that goes out to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter for Everyday Story of Country Folk. Nice to have her back here in the States. Sure, had a great time with the family for Thanksgiving. And Mum's okay, so back here in Elvi. Great to have you back. And also a big thanks to Yasmin, our producer here in the Breakfast Show studio. Does a lot of our background work for us, does all the social media for us, tell you that. And also our bookings, etc. And if you fancy advertising with us, you can always give Yasmin a call. Or you can drop us a WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number is 677-188-22-677-1822. Or you can call 223-5162 while we are on air. And Yasmin will be able to help you out if there's anything we can do for you. So big thanks to Yasmin. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby. He's going to be back for New Year. He told me that last week, which is great. So thanks to Neil. He gets all of our background information as well. He gets the birthdays that we use. And also other bits and pieces. So big thanks to Neil, the boys and girls, the group of Grada. Big thank you to them for getting us up and running in the morning and be shutting us down in just a few seconds' time. Especially to Isaac. Good morning to you, Isaac. And also, of course, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. As I said, don't forget, we won't be with you tomorrow, but we will be back with you at 7 o'clock on Wednesday morning. So please, whatever it is you're doing between now and then, what do we say? Do it carefully. Why do we say it? Because I want to be talking to you, not talking about you on Wednesday. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.